thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because you're for us. You are for us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's really good if you have a God who's for you.
Yeah.
It's good if you have a friend who's for you. It's good when you're in agreement and on the same page with your family, with your church family, with your husband, with your wife. It's a good thing. And God is always on our side. He's always on our side. He always loves us. That doesn't mean he won't correct us. That doesn't mean he won't clean the plate sometimes. But he is for us. And he'll do everything he can to reach people, to reach those that he loves, to reach our loved ones. He'll do everything he can. Yeah, I'm just not real satisfied with where we're ending right here. We're going to have to do something different. Praise the Lord. Thank you. You have something in your heart, maybe. You know what? Let's do this.
Send kingdom come and your will. And your will be done on the earth. On the earth as it is. As it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come. Sing it again. Let your kingdom come once more. Let your kingdom come and your will. And your will be done on the earth. On the earth as it is in heaven. On the earth. On the earth. Put your faith in that and sing it again. On the earth as it is in heaven.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You may not see a cloud in the sky, but it's raining. It's raining and you're about to see it. This is going to be the wetlands of Texas very shortly here. It's raining. The drought is over. The drought is over for the body of Christ. It's raining.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated. We're going to do things a little different this morning. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for everything that happened to us this week. And Lord, we thank you for strengthening Brother Copeland this morning. We thank you for strengthening Pastor George and Terry, for all those that worked, Kelly and Kim and Riley. We thank you, Lord, and bless Kirk, Lord. He worked hard. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for blessing all in attendance. Did y'all have a good time? Did y'all get some 4D? Wasn't that amazing? Praise God. God is good. So I that was right up our alley, that 4D stuff. I'm telling you, we like that quantum stuff. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Psalm 115.
Glory.
What was that prophecy that happened just about 20 minutes ago? Delivery. There would be immediate delivery of many things. Immediate delivery of many things. Take delivery.
Amen.
That's what the word of the Lord was this morning. That's what came to us in our earlier prayer meeting. So take delivery.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 115:9. Yeah, I can do that. Just before we start this, I got to do something else. Pastor Terry was praying, and she was talking about Jesus, and she said at the Lord's Supper that he told Judas, go and do what you need to do. And so we know Judas went out and left and did what he needed to do. And the next scripture says, and Jesus was glorified. You remember the next scripture said he was glorified? La, 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 la. I won't try to quote everything here, but here's the point she made. Glory came when strife left. Jesus was glorified when strife left. And I just saw the Lord this morning take a plate and just scrape off stuff in the trash. So we're going to be relieved of strife in this house because this is a strife-free house. Amen. So I'm just declaring that to you. I hope you don't have to go out the door with it, but it's not staying. Praise the Lord. Psalm 115:9. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. He that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. We're on his mind. We were on his mind before Willie sang it. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that worship him, that worship the Lord, both small and great, those that fear him, those that respect him, those that worship him. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. The Lord will increase you. You're increasing right now. The Lord is increasing you more and more, you and your children. You're blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. The Lord wants to increase you. You're on his mind. He wants to increase you in every area. He wants to bless you. He wants to bless your children. The Bible says a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. That's in my plan. We need to have a 100-year plan. We need to have a 100-year plan. We need to be planning for our children. Like here we got moms and children right here. We need to have, and they're going to have children. And one day you'll have some grandchildren. You're like, what now? But you will one day. And when they have those grandchildren, they're going to be blessed too, because we're going down from generation to generation. It's like that song said a minute ago. And so God wants to increase us more and more, us and our children. So more and more. Why more and more? Constant and continual. What if you just had a continual flow? What if you just had one? What if it didn't stop? What if you didn't have more month than money? What if you had more money than month? What if you had more money than year? What if you had more money? What if you had more money than even after you sowed everywhere you wanted to sow and you tithed and you did gave everywhere you wanted to give and you gave to the poor and you did this and you still had an overflow? Entirely possible. People do it all the time. It's entirely possible to increase and have more than enough. What if you did? What if you had just an acre, but then you had two, and then you had three, and then you had eight, and then you had 30, and then you had 400?
Yep.
How about that?
Yep.
What if you had 3,000?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for
it. Well, I don't want that much. Well, I'll take your part then, because I do.
Yeah.
Give me the land. I'll take it. Praise the Lord. God is good. What if you could just do that? What if you could fly first class every single time and it never drained any account? You know, first class is expensive unless she has a lot of points or a good boss. Amen. It's expensive. Some people are like, man, what could I do with $4,000 to $6,000? I mean, I need to sit in the back because, you know, but what if you could just do that and it didn't, you could just be comfortable and it didn't matter? What about that? Do you ever think that big or you just coach forever?
Wow, that's good.
Ooh, it's quiet in the house now. Tell them the truth. What if you got to move out of the motel into the hotel?
Yep.
You could have more hoe than mo. That'd be better, wouldn't it? Hotels, you know, where they have the halls on the inside? That's some good stuff right there. You're like, oh, Pastor, we're way past that. Well, you know, somebody I'm listening to, that's listening to me might not be. The first time I went to convention, I stayed in Motel 2. Yeah. In 1987, I stayed in Motel 2. Six was above my pay grade. But I haven't had to do that in a long, long time. Like maybe after going twice, that was over. Amen. You can increase. What if your savings accounts right now for your children and your grandchildren just started doubling and tripling? I was just thinking about that. I thought, man, there's not enough money in there for those boys. I need to get some more money in there for those boys. Well, let's just do that. Why don't we just do that? Amen. Praise the Lord. Why are y'all so quiet? This is exciting. More and more. What if I could be the one to raise my hand and pay for the total price of the next church building? How about that? What if we fought over it? No, I'm paying for it, Pastor. I got this. No, I'm going to pay for it. You're like, oh, that's not going to happen to us. Why not? As Bill said, where'd the fish come from? 4D. Out of the realm. Why can't it be you? I was telling the group early this morning, so I sit up right here at the convention, and Brother Copeland walked right up to me and put his finger in my face and said, God's got a million ways to make you a billionaire. I take that. You want to know why? Because I want to help them build those studios. I want some student housing up there for them. I don't just have me on my mind. I've got plenty. But what I want to do is I want to see things change for the body of Christ. Amen? Amen. Praise God. All right. So just like increase is hereditary, and it is, lack is too. And so spiritual forces are going to try to stop your prosperity. And a lot of times they'll come down through the family. Come on. The devil wants you to believe that you need to remain in lack. I am not apologizing for prosperity. Amen. I have preacher friends that they're just, you know, well, what if we run the people off? Well, go on then. Because we need to get this gospel around the world. Right now we're buying Bibles, or KCM will probably end up giving them to us, I don't know, for the Spanish speaking. How big is that going to increase? I actually found some little transmitters that could take what I'm saying and play it for you guys that need it more in Spanish. I found some of those. They're quite expensive, but we can have those if we increase. Why not? What about sending people? So we're about to start something. You know, we're going to Guatemala with Marion Wright and Debbie and Keith and what is it? Living Word. Living Water, excuse me. There's so many living things. Right. Living Waters. So we were going to send seven. We were going to call it Send Seven, because most of you understand partnership. If you send us, and not two of us, we're going, Schaefer's are going, and some other folks are going to go, which now it's above Send Seven. But when you send us, that's as good as you've gone. You're actually, and I know many of you already bought, you know, the box, shoe boxes, and put the gifts in that. But the people who send and stay behind to take care of the church and such and such and such, they get just the same reward as all of us that are going to go down there and pass out the presents and preach to the kids down in Guatemala. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Did you know that everything you put in, all the finances that you put in at KCM this week, you didn't just put yours in. Let's see, the budget went to $3 million. The budget was 1.7. Eagle Mountain Church paid the whole thing. The funds that came in were over $3 million. That's accounted to your account. Not your $10, not your $1,000, not your $2,000 that you gave. You get on your account that you gave over $3 million. So you ought to get us some harvest. Y'all are like, oh, well, whatever. Come on. Take delivery. I like that. Hey, look, you're tithers. You're tithers. You have entered financial protection. You have rights. The lights are on in Goshen. Goshen didn't suffer the plagues. You shouldn't have to either. But it's your choice. You can choose life or you can keep that mouth going on how bad things are. I must have Spirit of Copeland on me this morning. I'm just blurting it out here. But this is just the truth. I mean, if not now, when? When are you going to change what you're saying? When are you going to get jury duty look off your face? When are you going to get happy? When are you going to decide to win?
Yeah. Now.
Tell it. Father, we thank you for the offering today. We thank you for every person that gives. Father, we thank you that we have miracles now. Advancement now. Not famine. In the name of Jesus, I take aim at the spirits of lack, poverty, debt, the lie of so-called bad luck, ignorance, and any other force that would try to stop our increase in our inheritance. You are knocked out in Jesus' name, and we receive what is rightfully ours. Thank you, Jesus. I will be blessed so I can be a blessing in Jesus' name. Come on, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. I'm so glad I can be a giver. It's going to get bigger and bigger. You're like, well, I don't have enough. Well, see, you have your mind on I. But when you start getting your mind on what the kingdom's doing, life changes. You get way beyond your own needs. You can't outgive God. You'll get way beyond your own needs if you start thinking about what God's doing. We have lots of dreams for this house, for this ministry. We're planning on preaching on the continents. We're planning on praying on other continents. Listen, the thermostats are a ministry of this church. They're the prayers that pray several times weekly. We're on a private channel, and we don't let everybody in on that. You know, the church people here. But these prayers are praying things that are going on for things that are going on in the world.
Yes.
And it's a prophetic prayer group. Yes. And so we're reaching and seeing results all over the place. So, get a download of that. Understand what we're doing. It is this prayer group, and this is one of the church prayer groups. It's way bigger than that. We're reaching the world with it, and we're getting reports of that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, well, I know you're wondering, is Pastor going to pray for us today for our healing? I'm going to pray for you in just a little while. Let's go to Exodus 20. And we're going to preach first, and then we're going to pray.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God is good.
Always.
I'm excited. I'm surprised that y'all aren't louder today.
Glory.
I mean, y'all in there saying to Bill, flow.
Oh, yeah.
He's so funny. Deb and I had the privilege of attending his church for a time. Those people are wonderful. It's in this big old mall, and you drive in there, and the greeters, there's like 20 of them. And me and Deb were the lightest, me and Deb and four other people were the lightest skins in there. It was wonderful. I just loved it. Praise God. Not that I was the lightest skin, that I got to be with all the beautiful people. Praise the Lord. God is good. I just love everybody today. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, we're in Exodus 20. Don't look down at your Bible. Look at me. How many of you know what's written in Exodus 20? Say it. Look at me. Don't look down. Say, what's it? The Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments. I just wondered if you knew where they were. Because some people canceled them, but they're not canceled.
Right.
Amen. You know, those people say, well, they're legalism. Church, I say different.
Yeah.
I think they still make perfect sense.
Totally.
Now, are they the law? Yes, they are the law. But listen, the flaw of the law is the flesh, not the law. The flaw is in the fact that the flesh can't keep it. The problem with the law is it could tell you how you were messing up, but it couldn't help you do any better. Grace, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, gives you the grace and the empowerment to do what's right, do it right because it's right. And so grace certainly is better, but it doesn't mean that what we read here isn't any good. God had some good ideas. Even some of those 613 laws, there were some pretty good ideas in there.
Yeah.
Most of them people don't want to hear about, but, you know. But the Ten Commandments, they're weighty. So, let's look at verse 7. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Now, I just believe, church, that it's time to get some real perspective about this subject, the name. The name. You know, right now, in case you're not sensitive at all, I'll just tell you, we're crossing over into new places.
Yes.
The whole body of Christ is. It's a new season. And religious answers will never do. They're not gonna be what we need them to be. So we wanna give voice to kingdom concepts that never fail.
Right.
We wanna be talking about these things. We need to express wisdom that will silence, these godless ideas out here. Don't we? We need to have the wisdom to answer them. On the Flashpoint night, someone brought up the Barnapoles? Is that what it was called?
Barnapoles.
And it was a list of what Christian people would like to hear preached because they want to know about it. Do y'all remember them talking about that? And they named them all off. Well, guess what? I'm going to go through that list. Not today, but here in the next few weeks, I'm going to tell you what I know and what I believe about every one of those. And you'll agree with me.
Absolutely.
Amen. Just in case you need to know. Now, so, you know, I'm not just talking about woke here, although it needs to be addressed certainly, and communism and all the extreme ideas. But I want to throw something out here to you. You know, the science community, the scientific community, the scientists, okay, they're a particular community, right? And then there's the New Age community. So there are people who are going, oh, in the name of Jesus, the New Age. Now, wait a minute. We need to be able to win them.
Amen.
We need to win the scientists. We used to have friends that, you know, we'd drive through, on the way to Branson, Eureka Springs. So Eureka Springs, they used to like Halloween, which we do not participate in. But, you know, so they'd have all the goblins and everything all on the tree. We go up there with friends and the friends are freaking out. Oh, in the name of Jesus. I'm like, what are y'all doing? We're way bigger than this stuff. This is just a bunch of junk out here. Just command what you need to command and go on to Billy's prayer meeting, you know, praise the Lord. Anyway, but, you know, I think what happens is, you know, the scientific community, they have truths, not just facts. They have some truths. They just need to know the who part of the truth. Because they're just living in the universe. The universe was speaking to me, particularly the New Age people. Don't throw the New Age people out. We need them to come in.
Yeah.
They deserve to come in. Well, if you know what I mean by that. They need to come in as much as any old other heathen person does. Amen.
True.
They even have some spirit to them. You know what I mean by that. They're aware of the spirit realm.
Yeah.
So why not get them aware of the real spirit?
Yeah.
Amen. And so we need to know some things. And so they have a godless agenda. They rely on all that stuff. But what do we know? See, we know that there's no conflict between true science and theology. You just need to have a sanctified intelligence. You know what I mean? You need to use your mind, and let God help you think. You see, that's as easy as I can say it. You know, you just kind of have to wonder, how these people with such high IQs believe in this complex design without a designer. I mean, I can walk outside and watch the hummingbirds take a shower in my sprinkler and go, there's a God. You know, I mean, it's just, they just need some help. Amen. So, the revelation then concerning 4D that you heard up there. Now, for those of you who weren't here, they're just talking about, he's talking about dimensions, the realm of the spirit. But for us, 4D, dimensions, quantum physics, the subatomic world, waves, particles, that opens our thinking to how the spirit world is actually working, and it'll also witness to those who are of those communities. Because just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. So this is all, God built things on frequencies. Songs have a frequency. That's why some of them move you like they do. That's why people get healed. There's all sorts of things involved in this. I'm trying not to preach on that today, but we need to be thinking about how these things will help us and help people. So you're realizing how the kingdom of heaven works, and you're getting the relationship between the spiritual and the natural. Everything that happens in the natural comes out of the spiritual. Yeah. Praise the Lord. So all of this is going to help us grasp the miraculous when we understand these things, how things move toward us. There's something called law of draw. You can see that absolutely. Have you known someone in your life and they'll say, they're just accident prone. They trip over everything. They drop everything. And then people just add to that, their mama and them. Oh, you know, Junior, better not use Junior. There might be one in here. Sonny boy, he just, you know, things happen to him all the time. He's always tripping. See, and then they build that thing and build that thing and build those words. And then he starts thinking like that. Yeah, I'm just clumsy, you know. And so these things begin to take root in people. Yeah. In the law of draw. And then they'll draw wrong people to them, you know. Praise the Lord. Y'all know what I'm saying. So, church, we cannot limit our approach to just single models of God and nature. We know how much perspective determines our reality. So the good old preaching is good. The good old songs are good, and we have real proof of that right now, that they're back on the scene. I'm not discounting any place we've been. I'm just saying that it is our privilege and our pleasure to dig deeper into the things of God that have always been here. That's what I'm trying to say. And so that's what we're going to do here right now. We're not looking at the quantum right now, so sorry to disappoint you, but we will. But let's look at that verse again. Exodus 20 verse 7 says, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. There's a lot of confusion about this commandment. The Jews interpret it, don't speak the name. Remember that? They wouldn't speak his name. It was too holy. They called him Hashem, which means the name. They would just call him the name. We can't speak his name. It's too holy. And then we have with Christians, they say it's about profanity or irreverent use of the name, which is right. It's true. There's nothing wrong with that. It's true. But because you don't want to go around cussing and using the Lord's name in vain or disrespectfully. You don't want to do that. You guys don't do that. You don't say GD and all those kind of things. That's gone from your thinking. You're not damning God, right? Or having God damn things. You really know a whole lot more even about that than even probably the basic Christian does, because you understand words. You don't want to be cursing anything. Amen. And so, we understand that, and that's right. But let's just look a little closer here. I want you to see something. You shall not take the name of the Lord in vain. It did not say you shall not utter. It said you shall not take. Quiet in the church. It said you shall not take the name of the Lord in vain. Now, I looked up the Hebrew word here. And the Hebrew word here is nasa. It's like NASA, N-A-S-A, but it's pronounced N-A-W-S-A-W. And it means to lift or to carry. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
So you shall not take with you the name of the Lord in vain.
Okay.
Don't take it.
Uh-huh.
Don't take the name. You pick, you've got it. Don't take it in vain. Okay. Few people just got that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You remember the American Express card?
Yeah.
Don't leave home without it.
Yeah.
Okay. So don't leave home without the name.
Right.
But don't take it in vain. Okay. Give me a credit card. Somebody give me a credit card. Who's got a credit card? I have one. Can you get yours? Okay, look, or a debit card, anything. Give me that venture card. I'll put some money on it.
No. Okay.
So when you go to, you got a lot of stuff in there. It's okay. Take your time. I got it. Oh, this is a Frost Bank. Okay. Visa. Okay. Now, if I say, take that down to Dillard's. It's Deb, so I can do this. Take that down to Dillard's now, but don't take it in vain. Okay? But take it with you, because you know what happens with this? You can take this card and you tap it on the screen and it pays for stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
With me? It pays for stuff.
Yeah.
I better give it back to her. I have, you know. Okay. Are you with me? Don't take it in vain. Now, walk with me.
Okay.
So don't take the name of the Lord in vain. Now, the bodybuilder does not lift weights in vain.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah.
Do they?
Uh-huh.
They're pumping up.
Yeah.
Okay. The Marine who goes to war does not carry the gun as part of their outfit. Okay. It's part of my outfit. Yeah. Women, you know, we don't carry purses. We wear purses. Right? But a Marine doesn't carry the gun like, doesn't this look good with my shoes, my boots, you know. No, he has purpose for carrying that gun. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, it's not to wound. You can fill in the blank there. Okay, so there's purpose for that. So the verse is talking about knowing how to use the name to get results. It's talking about how to use the name to get your body healed, to get the devil out of your house and get your prosperity to you, things like that. So I just want to ask you today, are you taking the name of the Lord in vain? It's very easy to get in the habits of just talking Christianese. Right? You know, well, do not take the name of the Lord. I mean, what does that really mean? What does it mean? And then here's this. Do not take the name of the Lord in what? In vain. Now, that's not vanity or arrogance. The word vain here from the Hebrew, look that up too. And it means wasteful.
Right. Wow.
Do not carry the name of the Lord in wastefulness. Don't waste the name of the Lord. Don't waste the name of the Lord. It's like if Jesse had kept the frost car to Debs and said, well, I have it, but I'm not going to use it.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Or she might could use it. She would never. But somebody could use it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, wastefulness, uselessness. Here's my favorite, of course. It has no good purpose. Has no good purpose. You shall not carry the name of the Lord wastefully. Use it. Get the use out of it. Get some mileage out of it. Get some mileage out of the name. You shall not lift up the name of the Lord that renders it useless. You're not going to get in there and just, in the name of Jesus. Well, in the name of Jesus, I just put up oil in the name of, just saying it. No power behind it. Just say, well, in the name of Jesus. Why? Because we've lived our whole life saying in the name of Jesus. Singing all the songs, in the name of Jesus. You know, all these things. Debbie immediately starts stomping her foot. That's good. So, but this, it's so Christianese to us. I'm trying to get you to a higher platform about the name. Okay, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get you to another level. Acts 3:1. Let's go there. Acts 3:1. Don't waste this resource. Don't waste this resource. Acts 3:1. You go in there?
Yes.
I love it. These teenagers are all turning. Are dialing. I use my Bible about halfway through the convention and then I switched to my phone Bible. Because it got crowded up there. I don't know if it's from all the restaurants we ate at, but something got crowded. Acts 3:1. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which was called Beautiful, to ask alms of those who entered the temple. And who, seeing Peter and John, so they obviously had given to him before, because they go, oh, he's like, oh, here they come. Those are the ones that give me that extra tip. I gotta tell y'all what happened. We'll just take a pause right here. So, you know, Jesse and Kenneth both tell their stories about giving money in restaurants and stuff. Uh-huh. And how people get healed and delivered and everything because they gave to them and everything. So me and Deb, so we're trying to hurry to go pick up the poodles. And so we decided we'd eat fast food. So we went to God's Bird House, Chick-fil-A. And we're sitting there and we're eating our chicken. And there's a bunch of kids come in from Crowley High School. And they're sitting over there. And it's all girls and one boy. And they're just talking. They had just won their volleyball games. And they're just talking and everything. And we can overhear some of the conversation. Pretty sweet kids. Pretty interesting. Everybody eats but him. And I noticed one of the girls that worked at Chicken Leg, which that's what Carter called it, Chicken Leg. At Chicken Leg, she came around there and looked at him and said, you want free lemonade? I'll get you one. I got you. That's how they talk, you know. I got you. And he went, yeah. And at the very same time, me and Deb pick up our purses, unzip them, and get money out because we know the boy's going to eat today. Okay. And so Deb said, what are you doing with that money? I said, same thing you are. And so we stand up. We're finished with our chicken leg. Didn't have any, no bones were in it, Danny. Both of us walk over and I said, just in case you want to get something today. And I handed him money. Then Deb comes on the other side. And so Deb starts talking to him. God really loves y'all. She starts witness to him. Said, God really loves y'all. Everything's really good. And then we talked to him about the games they were playing and everything. She told him how great a people they were. So we just walked out. We didn't feel like, you know, having church or anything. Deb just spoke to them about God and stuff. So we walk out, and here comes two little girls running out the door. Wait, wait, ladies, wait. They both grab us and start hugging us. We love y'all. Y'all are the nicest people we've, I mean, they just, they're just, I mean, you could tell it is just, and so. So you probably saw it on Facebook. One of them got saved. The other one, we believe, was saved. But Deb led her in the prayer. And, I mean, they could hardly, they were walking away from us, turning around. You know. If you just love people just a little bit. Peter and John were just walking up there, and that guy knew them. I guarantee you he knew Jesus. I guarantee you they'd opened the treasure before. Okay, anyway, that was free. Now, who's seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask for alms, and fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. He was expecting, see? Now, then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, so I didn't bring my checkbook with me, and I left my cards at home, my cash at home, he's saying. But what I do have, I give to you in the name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, that's not wasteful. They were carrying the name. They were carrying the anointing. Yeshua HaMashiach, the anointed Christ. In the name of Jesus, the anointed Christ, rise up and walk. Got chill bumps. Now, the guy gets healed, and then he goes, in a little bit after he's jumping around and leaping and everything, and people are getting amazed about it and everything. Verse 16, it says, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong. This is Peter preaching. He's starting to preach now. Whom you see and know, yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. In his name. The name that is above every name. Now Philippians 2:9 says, therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, I thought it interesting one of your remarks today, at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. Of those in heaven and those on earth and of those under the earth. And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus, the anointed one, is Lord to the glory of the Father. Confessing that name and that he is Lord is to the glory of the Father. So this, they did not take the name in vain. It was not wasted. They walked right up there and they delivered the name and the man received and he stood up and he walked and he leaped and he changed the whole atmosphere. You know, it's useless if we don't use it when someone's suffering. Yeah, that's right. Or when our children are being harassed by the devil. Yeah. Or when we're just in distress. Use the name. Don't carry it around in vain. That's right. Talk to the weather. In the name of Jesus, rain clouds come. Yeah. What if we all corporately did that?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's power.
Yes.
Not just in the name of Jesus, we should hope it rains. No. There ain't no sure do hope about it. Now, let's go here and we'll get a right perspective of this. This is John 15:16. John 15:16. And then we're going to go to John 16:23. John 15:16 says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father, where? Let's try it again. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, Are y'all looking at it?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Rachel. In my name, he may give it to you. Okay? Notice the demand was not on God. Come on. Come on. The demand. Oh, Father, if you would just please. If you could just. Well, we heard all week long, God doesn't answer begging. Ain't no begging prayer working. No, it's not. God is a God of faith. But he said, in the name, if you will ask the Father in my name.
Mm. Amen.
Yeah. It'd be like, so Deb is the check writer. Danny's the comptroller, whatever you call it. She's the, whatever she does. She does it well. But they have to go through me. And so it would be like if you knew what we had that we could spend, and Deb was going to write a check, so she would go, and then Deb came to me and said, we need to send the Copelands $2,500. And I'd say, okay, send the Copelands $2,500. So she's going to go over to Danny, which, believe me, we have way more than that, okay? But she would say, do we have... Pastor said. Now, so it's there. So there, we're all confirming that it's there. We're asking in the name. This Visa card has a name on it. In the name of Visa, in the name of Venture, whatever you got, in the name of whoever, Frost Bank, Wells Fargo, whatever you have. I can buy this. I'm just trying to help you. They didn't, I don't have to call the bank. Because I'm already loaded. It's in there. And that card's not going to get turned down. It will not be declined. It's not going to be declined. The only time they decline the card is if someone's trying to hack. I'll leave that alone. You'll get that in a minute. Okay, so you got that, didn't you? Okay, so... John 16:23 says, and in that day you will ask me nothing. Now we're moving. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it. So there's another one. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to the courts of heaven. You are the judge here. And I am pleading the blood of Jesus right now. And I, da 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 da. Okay, stay with me, and we're going to finish up this way. The demand is not on God, it's on the name. The name is responsible. It's called power of attorney. It's called power of attorney. When you give someone power of attorney... it's a legal authorization to act on behalf of someone else. Am I right?
Yep.
So you can manage someone else's property. You could be their business manager and they are do their affairs for them. They could give you legal authority to act on their behalf. Powers of attorney are fully enforceable by law. They're not discretionary and they're not debatable. If you have power of attorney over your grandmother, you have it.
Yeah.
You have it.
That's right.
Powers of attorney can be broad. All the affairs of grandma. Or they could be specific.
Yeah.
Some people do it with medical things. Yeah. There have been times when in my family there was power of attorney given to my sister for my mother and stuff like that. We've seen it here in the house too. Anyway, if someone gives you legal power of attorney, they give you legal authority to act on their behalf. Come on.
Yeah.
So Jesus said, whatever you need in order to bear fruit. Now this is it. God wants you to bear fruit. the joy of answered prayer, increase in your life, winning people, harvest, all bearing fruit is many things. The fruit of the Spirit, the gifts, all of that, God wants you bearing fruit. So what he has done is he's given you power of attorney so that you can do what you need to do. You have the authority as long as you present your power of attorney, which is what?
The name.
Ah, very good. It's the name. Present the name. So now just think about what you're doing. You know, use your head here and use your heart. What are you doing? Oh, we're going to pray for Deb. So we're praying for Deb. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Pray she gets better. You're no more releasing anything. You're not releasing anything. But when you do point of contact and you get it straight in your thinking and you're saying, all right, all hell, listen. Deb's body, you listen. Because I have the name right here. So in the name. Oh, I call you healed. Inflammation, leave. Joints, correct. You correct right now in Jesus' name. Now, he gave me that authority to do that work. Not just the preachers, everybody in here has that authority to do that. You have it. You are authorized to use the name. That's what Pastor Nancy would say. She loves the word authorized. You're authorized to use the name. Danny has cards to the church administrative stuff. She's authorized. We took her to the bank and said, and put her on an administrative account, and she's authorized to see that, you know, the different teams get their finances and stuff as they do their ministries. She's authorized. I'm authorized to use the name. You're authorized to use the name. You can do it. When Jesus sent Peter to go get the tax money out of the fish's mouth, he authorized him. He was there. But now, he's not here in the flesh, so he gave us his name. So if Jesse says, Rox, she'd call me Pastor. Pastor, could you go pick this up for me? You're my neighbor, so I know you wouldn't. I've got to run over here and do this. Would you go pick this up for me? It's at... I don't know. Where? Tractor Supply. Me too. That's why we live in the country. So you're probably going over there anyway. So go to Tractor Supply and pick up my feed there. Probably mule feed. No, I don't know. But you're going to pick it up. I go, okay. So when I got there, I wouldn't stand there and say, I need that. I'd say, Jesse Wallace sent me. So I would not be taking the name in vain or not using it because it had already been authorized. Listen, it was already there. It was already ready for me to pick up. It was already ready for me to have it. I already could do it. It's already there. The power's already there. I just said, Jesse, well, oh yeah, Jesse, well, she's that pretty lady in town. Here you go. Oh, and then she would say, that's Larry's wife. Because you know Larry. Yeah, okay. Because Larry Wallace is famous. Okay, now, but you see, it was already there. 4D. It's already there. The power was already there. When I used the name of Jesus, it went into Deb's body right then. Did you see when I started to put my hand on her? The anointing pushed her back before I ever touched her. On purpose, use the name.
Yes.
I hope you are getting this because I'm almost done and I want to go to lunch thinking you got this.
Good.
So Praise the Lord. Okay. The power has been conferred. So in the spirit realm, use it. In the spirit realm, use it. Words hit the spirit realm. It'll produce in that realm. And it'll produce it over into this realm. So now listen. God has many names. Does he? Y'all know. Y'all can start quoting them, you know. You know the song, Jehovah Jireh, you know, all those songs. And they go through the list. Knees, oh, see, y'all start singing it already. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Rapha, my healer. Jehovah Nisi. Jehovah Sitkanu. Jehovah Mekadish. Jehovah Shammah. Jehovah Shalom. Y'all know all those things. Well, every one of those names is carrying power.
Mm-hmm.
Womp.
Yeah.
Womp. Yeah. They're carrying power. Womp. Okay. Okay, now they're carrying power. Meditate those according to what you need. Say what you need with those names. However, there is a name above those names. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not saying don't use them. Use them. And we'll talk about them on another time. I just want to mention them to you. But listen to what Hebrews said. This is Hebrews 1:1. And so, God, who at various times in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these days spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of majesty, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name. Jesus is the highest name available. It's not an insult to Father. God put him there. It's not an insult to me. Those of you that are leaders, that you answer to Danny on, this is August 6th, so I hope you did it on the 1st. Because she's appointed. I appointed her to be the leader of the leaders. You see what I'm saying? That's what God did. The name of Jesus has been appointed for you to take it and use it and not use it in vain and don't waste it. Take it out and use it like a tool. Sow it like a seed. Use it like a weapon. Take your aim with it. Look through the scope. Get focused before you use it. You can preach like that in Texas because, you know, we can preach like that anyway, really, because we have the name. So he has the most excellent name. Now, he got that three ways, and we'll talk about this later because we're going to close. But I'll tell you how he got it. He inherited it, his achievements. And it was conferred upon him. Those are the three ways that this name became the name above every name. It's the name above cancer. It's the name above diabetes. It's the name above depression. It's the name above poverty. It's the name above miscommunication. It's the name above lack. It's the name above anything you can name. This is the name. And we will not waste. And we will not carry it in vain in any way. And we'll probably go into this in more depth, but I just wanted to get this into our hearts. And you know why? Because we're becoming spiritual giants.
Yes.
We're becoming spiritual giants. We're not content to be babies. We're growing. Even our youth. When I say even, I mean our children. These guys, certainly the youth are aware of this. These little guys, even as little as the babies in there, they have the same Holy Spirit we do. They don't have baby Holy Spirit. They have Holy Spirit. You know what I love about kids? They'll do something real miraculous and real anointed, and then they'll go and start turning cartwheels, and it's, you know, they just mix it all together. It's amazing. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Okay, so Jesus gave us a signed check. Fill it in. It's a signed check on the resources of heaven. If we have a low estimation and a low expectation and respect for the name, we will not expect much because we do not know what belongs to us. We need to expect this great God to answer, and he does, at the name, because it's already there. It's already there. Amen. And, you know, if you want to do that false humility thing, it's your business. And you can fill that check in for a dollar if you want to. You can fill it in for your little religious humility if you want to. But I'm filling mine in miracles, signs, wonders, healings, harvest, people, and billions. All of it. Everything God wants to do on this earth, us right here, we could turn the world around. We would just believe God and not put some little amount on that check. Well, God wasn't going to do it for me because I've been a stinker. Well, get over it. Go to the courts of heaven.
Right.
Admit it and quit it.
That's right.
Move forward. Amen. Admit that you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Talk to God about what you've been missing and get it straight. I just believe that you're going to fill in that check for a whole lot more and realize what the name of Jesus can do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The card will not be declined. It will not be denied. Do not carry the name and waste it. Thank you for it, Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing. We thank you that it removes burdens and destroys yokes. We thank you that when we speak the name, that anointing is activated. We thank you, Lord, that you will come and back up anything we say in your power. Yes. You said that we would do it over in Mark 16. You said that we would cast out demons in your name, heal the sick in your name, and many other things. And I declare today that we all step up to a new level and begin to do that. We begin to receive. I declare that we will not fall back by this afternoon into what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We have it. We're doing it in Jesus' name. Yes. Now, as I promised earlier, if you're here and you need prayer, I'm going to pray for you in the name, and you're going to receive your miracle and your healing right now. So come on up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What? No. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come on up here, because I'm carrying it. You're carrying it. We're going to put it together, and you're going to get it. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Danny or Jordan, can one of y'all play the chords to When I Speak Your Name, Mountains Move? Can you hit those chords, either one of y'all? On the keyboard or guitar or something? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you and we give you glory today. Now get in this frame of mind. You do what he did. He looked up expecting to receive something. So you look up right now and expect to receive whatever it is, because the anointing is going to hit you today, and you're getting your miracle today. Right now, it's going to happen. All right? You ready? Start down here, Larry. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name. In the name of Jesus. In the name. In the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Hashiketoso. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Watch him. Hallelujah. In the name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I just heard the Lord say, she can walk on water if she wants to. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Take every bit of it. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anyone else before we go? Now you're healed. You got your miracle. You've got your finances. You've got what you need. In Jesus' name, by the name, by the name, by the name of Jesus. Somebody needs new tires. Where are you? You need new tires. In the name of Jesus, God provides the new tires. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Someone's thumb. Who are you? In the name of Jesus, healed thumb right now. Thank you for it, Lord. Someone going for a procedure. You're going for a procedure very soon. Who is that? You're going for a procedure right here. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Perfectly done. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 What? Okay. So, someone, you have the driveway that goes to your, it's too narrow to your house, and it, you just need it to be widened. Who is that? You need your driveway to be bigger. I heard that. Nobody? All right. Well, hey, I need that. We got a little, some of ours is kind of skinny. I'll take it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, okay. Thank you, Jesus. Those of you who shoot guns, you carry guns, you need to get your guns out and look at, there's one with a hair trigger. You need to have something done about that. The Lord said, be aware of that. Go through your guns and look at them. And there's one that needs to, it needs to be changed a little bit. It could be dangerous. Thank you for fixing that in Jesus' name. I know some people, a hair trigger might be good, but this one isn't. This one needs, something done. I don't know what you do about that. Is there a way to fix it? Okay. So it'll get fixed in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Is there someone here and you have a port on you? You're a shunt? Father, in the name of Jesus, whoever that is, are we still online? In the name of Jesus, we declare that that is cleared out in Jesus' name. Cleared out in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. And someone's rib cage is healed in Jesus' name. Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I sure can. If you want me to do that, I'll do it. Okay. You are just needy all the time. In the name of Jesus, I cast that devil away from you. I command it to leave you. You stand up strong in the Lord and believe God. That needy spirit leaves today in Jesus' name. Yeah. All right, hold on to your hats here. Put your seatbelt on. There's some people in this very room. It's not online. They're in this room. You're about to make some very bad decisions, and you need to stop it today. If you don't stop it today, it's going to mess up your life and your family. You need to stop it today. You know what to do, and you're messing with other people's lives. You need to stop that. You need to stop it today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. There's also some people here and your heart is just torn because your family members are just going haywire. In the name of Jesus, I speak peace. I speak shalom into that family, and I declare the will of God is done. Christ gets in the center. Hearts are cleared out. Offenses are cleared out. Perfect rhythm and harmony in that family in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Okay. The thing I said about you know what to do, that person, you have a very short window. Your window will close. Do what you know you need to do. That window's going to close, and your life will go upside down. That's a warning to you. You need to do it. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Anything else, Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Church, you know, when things like that come forth, you understand God's always used the prophets to help protect. Those words are not to condemn people. Those are words to help, because that person knows exactly, it was more than one person actually. They know exactly who they are, and they know exactly what they need to do. And you don't need to know, it's none of your business. But they know what to do. They know what to do. But, you know, you keep pushing that envelope, you keep pushing that envelope, and you get out there with the devil too far. It'll protect the prosperity, the family, the church, even the vehicles. Karabaka lavrabaka animals, korabaka si, ishkelev rebeke tundarandalamosom rabakushita tasa lavrab. Whatever you're holding on to too tight, you might want to look at that thing square in the face. If you're holding on to something so tight that it's controlling your life and pulling you away from the God of the universe, check yourself out. We all have to from time to time. We all have to. Let's stand up. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Are we offline already? I don't see anyone on the camera. Are we gone? Huh? We're not on Facebook? Okay. Well, on the audio, God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know that old story about the monkey who reaches in the cage and won't let go of the banana? I just have that sense that that person is just holding on because you ain't going to take my dream away from me, and that dream is going to become a nightmare if you don't let it go. God will give you your dreams. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, every fire in Texas is out. We thank you, Lord, for good workers, good firemen. We thank you that the fire will not come near us in any form or fashion. We thank you for rain, rain, rain in the name of Jesus. Rain. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you good? You have your answers? See, you do, because you have the name.
That's right.
Amen. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.